Skipping a drop, if you don't mind, to Marofa Rishayin, a Das of Men and Mavoi, after page Kufmen, Kufmen Malach is. After we've seen Kama Vakama angles and the Fanim of what it means that there's such an entity called Avoida Protes, with all types of different pictures of it, what it means, why it's necessary. We saw at the beginning that we saw three things be'etzem in the last few weeks. We saw, first of all, that a person has his own nekuda that needs fixing, the maral, the goyin, everybody has his nisyonis. We saw that a person has to custom tailor his avodas Hashem to himself. A guy who was Musabal on Yerushalayim a whole year. We saw that a custom tailor avodah pratis is the shirish of Chaim, like we saw in the Hagdam of the Shev Shmaitza. That a person takes his own initiative and doesn't copycat is the mahus of living itself, sign of Matanas Yichya, not to take but to give, to do. And the third thing that we discussed was the etzem zach, that a person starts to turn his look inward as opposed to outwards. The Baal Shem Tov, the story that we spoke about last time with the Munzi, all those things are nekudas. That's the third nekudah that we spoke about, of how a person starts to turn his look inward. Those are more or less the three things that we saw till now. We're going to start now Marocha Rishayna. Marocha Rishayna is Das Atzmenu, where we agree that the first step is Das Atzmenu, that a person has to know himself, a person has to get in touch with himself. Because before you fix yourself, you have to know what's going on. This is the beginning of the Avodah process. The first step in the Avodah process, in the private, custom-tailored Avodah Hashem, is that a person has to know himself. Getting to know yourself, as you're going to see in the coming program, is something very complicated, very sophisticated, very frustrating. We're going to see that under the surface of what we think is a very simple existence are operating all types of forces and powers and tug-of-wars pulling in all types of directions. We're going to see that there are countless keiches that are operating inside of us at any given moment, and each of them has a day, each of them has an opinion. And we're going to see that Das Atzmenu is something very complicated, and the Iker process that takes a long time. And you have to have patience and examine things, and a person has to learn how to teach up what he's doing and why he's doing. Mevoi, we'll start. Yediyas atzmai e efshar lilmoid. Nobody can teach you from the outside. Yediyas atzmai, getting in touch with yourself. Zoyi chavai. I'm going to read the whole mevoi, the whole introduction, and then I'm going to hit on a few things. But I want to just give across the whole message here. Bear with me. Zoyi chavaya. This is an experience. Hapakedes, which happens to eskol bardas, any person who has sechel. A person who is a bardas, and a person who reaches a stage of being oimin on his das, that he's a bardas, he experiences the experience of getting in touch with himself. It's something that happens. Ein hadrocha, there is no direction, there's no guidebook, lahasogas chavaya zu, to attain and to experience this experience. He oimed as ben hashar hakoidim. It's something that should have happened to you between the last shower and the safe of Hashar and this shower. It's something that has to happen. That means the minute you take a look at yourself, you start to get in touch with yourself. Hayodeya k'tzas midas tovus, a guy who knows a little bit about midas tovus, uk'tzas midas rois, and a little bit of the midas rois ha'parelos b'kirboi, which operate inside him, eino yodeya atzmai klal, he doesn't know himself at all. When is it called that a person knows himself? When our eyes will be opened up, to establish when a person on one hand will get a clarity into the possibilities and the potential for aliyah, which are hidden inside him, which are buried inside him, on one hand, together with that, I see all my subjectivities, all my negiyas, all the trickery, which is, mekanenes is a very modern Hebrew word. What does the word mean? You may know? What?
lament, whatever?
What? No, not from the word kina. It's not Tisha B'Av. What's that mekanenes mean? Nest. A nest, right? It comes from Shuluch HaKan. Hamekanenes b'kevenu means it's nesting inside us. It's sitting inside us deep. So, on one hand, a person sees the tremendous potential he has. He's in touch with it. He knows where he could be. He knows where he could go. He knows the kechas that he has. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, he also sees in a very broad spectrum all the hashchasa and all the mirma and all the fakerai that runs his life. Livli mitzoy la'atzmenu makoy miklat pnimi habatuach mikoshlili. Livli mitzoy la'atzmenu. We don't find for ourselves. Makoy miklat, a place of refuge, pnimi, inside of us. Habatuach, which is secure, mikoshlila, from any negative things. That's called being in touch with yourself. That means, if a guy walks around and says, you know, I think I have a temper. Or a guy says, I'm a baltaiva. Or a guy says, I'm lazy. That's not called knowing yourself. That's called, Revolver once said somewhere, it's like, that's pecking at yourself. That's not knowing yourself. Once I said in the Shavuos. So you're scratching the surface, so you know you did something wrong. You did an Avera today, I did a mitzvah. Today I davened well today, I learned well. Yesterday, I didn't get up in time. That's not called knowing yourself. Knowing yourself is not knowing what I did yesterday and what I didn't do yesterday. That's not called getting in touch with yourself. There's nothing to fix and there's nothing not to fix. Knowing yourself, says the Rebbe, means two extreme things. One is, you've ascertained the kechus that you really have inside of you. Not the kechus that you have at 8 o'clock when you're rolling over for the fifth time. And that's not the time to shut up your kechus. That's the problem. A guy says, I'm lazy, I didn't get up. That's not the time to measure the kechus and efforts that you have. Did you really sit down in a serious thing and say, what can I do? That's when I got out of bed in the morning. I didn't get up in the morning. That's by the way, where most people stop their measurement of their kechus. Okay? It's easy for me to get up. It's not easy to get up. That's not a measurement of the kechus and nefesh al shorius ha'aliyah tunas banu. That's not a measurement of the possibilities of aliyah that's hidden inside a person. That's not a real upshot. That's not a real evaluation, on one hand. On the other hand, until a person sees all the netiyas and all the negiyas and all the mirma and all the hashchasa that's sitting inside him, which runs his life. That means there are patterns which runs his life. Not that he did a bad thing there, he did a bad thing there. There are areas of our life which are full of netiyas and negiyas. There are areas of our life, whether it's gaiva, whether it's taiva, whether it's kinna, everybody knows their area, where the whole mahalach is rotten. Where the whole mahalach is, everybody knows their weaknesses, whether it's asas, whether it's taiva, whether it's kinna, whether it's gaiva, whatever the nekuda is, and it could be ten other nekudas. But there are entire areas of our life which are mirma and hashkasam. When a person sees those two things in front of him in a clear way, something which takes a long time, by the way, it takes a long time to get to, it takes a long time to get to an honest picture, that's hakaras atzmeinu. Philosoph echad karei lazeh, there's a philosopher once called it, yiridas hagehenem b'oydeinu b'chaim, going into Gehenna while you're alive. Shiftecha b'toich mirma oma yirmiyah. Yirmiyah, the Navi said a gevalach pasuk. Shiftecha b'toich mirma. You're sitting in deceit. You're sitting in lies. What does that mean? Shiftecha b'toich mirma. You're sitting inside it. The taich of that is, ein af nekuda toiva achas. There isn't one thing going on. Shalei nogo bo she'ifa enochius. There isn't one nekuda going on in our lives where our egocentric, enochi means egocentric, she'ifas, ambitions haven't touched. We learn. We do chesed, you're nice to your wife, you daven. The she'ifas anoichi is the negiyas of me and what I want and pleasure and kovid. And taiva touches everything, it puts a finger into everything. This you do for kovid, and this you do for taiva, and this you do because you want a result from him, and you do a favor for a friend because you want him to do something back to you. A lot of these things are things that we don't even realize while we're doing it, that that's the reason why we're doing it. Only when the negiya goes away does a person see why he's doing it. That's a negiyas. Adam hechzik es atzmai, a person considered himself in loy l'tzadik, if not for a big tzadik, l'chalapachos, l'veinini, yashra v'hogin, he considers himself a reasonable, respectable beinini. L'pesa, when he started to look at himself, nifkuchu einav, his eyes opened up, v'humakir, and he recognizes, eich shalakol pula, as if all his actions, yesh sherish anechi, all his actions, k'mat everything he does, is being run by egocentric roots. B'chol ma'aleisav, and all the good things he does, muhulais, are mixed in. Hashchasa with hashchasa. Mamish kala oidam koizev. Kulei kozav, he's full of lies. Oz, when that happens, nishmita karka mitachas raglov. The karka, the ground, is pulled out from under your feet. V'uroya gehenem psucholei mitachtov. and he sees in front of him the Gehenna, which is open, v'chayim chiyusoi, while he's alive. Mitoch zazua zeh, when he comes to this recognition, and he comes to this shak, zazua means shak, hu maschil l'gashesh, he starts to grope, v'lechapes, and to look for derech chayim v'yesemitas, a life which is more emes. That means, for example, it's very hard to give examples on such a thing, because like he said, we're talking about something very personal, right? But I'm going to give a very general example, which won't speak to a lot of you, and it will speak to some of you, but you'll have to make a hekdesh to everybody in their own life. For example, a person, I'm going to give an example from the life of a Yeshiva Bachur. I can give you a lot of examples of personal life, but I'm just not in the mood. Exposing myself. I'm afraid that nobody will come to share someday. And what am I going to do all day? Yeah. So we'll leave it. I can give you many examples of such a thing, but I'll give you an example from the life of Yeshiva Bravo on a very, very superficial level, so don't grab on the superficiality of the example. The Dayla Chakim of Vermisa. For example, you can have a Bachur who comes to Seder, let's say, from 10 to 12, goes to Shir, has lunch, washes, benches sometimes. My Machrenim on the Sesame Tshuva. And he says, second Seder he comes to a certain extent, night Seder also. Friday Shabbos opens the Sefer. Davins once in a while with a minion. When he davins with a minion once in a while, davins. And the person feels he's a bane and he hogum. Right? He's a fine man, everything's fine, right? But the person never checked himself and examine himself, like, what am I? What's really going on? Chances are that if a person would check himself, he would realize that be'etzim, everything he's doing is being clouded over by a complete cloud of atzvos. Okay? Everything he's doing is being completely like a complete cloud of atzvos. Yeah, by a complete cloud of atzvos. Now, if he doesn't check himself, so he feels good about himself. Exactly. He comes, he does, right? So a person is not in touch with himself. The guy says to himself, I'm going to show you two levels. The guy says to himself, you know, I could do more. I could come earlier. I could come later also. That's what it means, a bainani yoga. That's a decent bainani. I could do a little bit more, I could do a little bit less. That's a guy who's not in touch with himself. A person who's in touch with himself, we're talking about that guy. I don't want any of you. But I'm talking about that guy. If he would dig deep in himself, he would find that the etzem, his whole day is run by his atzlos. That means it's a cloud that doesn't allow him to get up on time, doesn't allow him to mutter properly in his learning, doesn't allow him to work hard, doesn't allow him to chazer anything, doesn't allow him really to learn Friday Shabbos properly, doesn't really build any serious she'ifis. So if the guy would dig deeper into himself, he would see that the etzim, the whole thing is a cloud of atzlos over. The same thing I can tell you about taiva, right? A person can have the same schedule that I said, and what's really running his day is taiva. From breakfast he waits for lunch, from lunch he wakes us up, from supper he waits for Shabbos, Shabbos he waits for what's a Shabbos. And so even though the guy, if he doesn't look at himself, is a bainani hogan, he's running a relatively decent schedule, but it's covered over by a very, very thick layer of kin or taiva or atzlus or mitzvos rois or achzorius or senes chinam, all of which the etzem paralyze everything that's going on. And be'etzim don't leave you with any serious darugin ruchnis. That's in general. I'm saying a very superficial example. The Yosef Chacham, everybody will add on in his nekuda where the example I gave applies on a much deeper level. But it's be'emes like that. There are a lot of things that we do which we think are good, which are intrinsically either not good, bad, or nowhere near as good as we think they are. And you can take your pick anywhere across that spectrum. There is no way that a person can get to it unless you dig deep into yourself. There are things that I can tell you without exposing myself, as I said, because what I mentioned earlier. But there are things when I look back, sometimes a person, there's something that I did for 5 years, like this is that. Sometimes somebody opens your eyes and shows you and says, you know something? You're not doing this for Shem Shemayim. You're doing this for not Shem Shemayim. Because of other reasons that you're doing, whatever the reasons is. And you have to be able to take a look back and say, like, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing it? And those are very edible things. We're very sophisticated people. We're not garbage men. We're not crusted people. We're people who have, we work on many levels. We want to do good things. We also have midas ros, which are operating under us. And we're talking about very, very complicated situations where if a person doesn't pay attention to what's going on, you go bite and do things, which when you take a look back on them, you realize that they're tainted or clouded or mixed in, what he calls mahol, with all types of other agendas. A person could go through a whole lifetime and could go through a whole mahalach, and it's tainted by a rotzen for kavod. A person can go through a whole lifetime and do all mahalchim because he has a lack of bitachon, he doesn't have emunah. That's also a midara. And everything he does is tainted by that thing, and everything he does, all the decisions that he makes, every chavrusa that he takes, every shiur that he goes through, every masechta that he learns, what he learns second seder, is based on a cheshbon, and you don't even sometimes think about these things. You're not making me tick. How many times do people do things because of lack of self-confidence? Nobody answer me, please. You'll have to get married one day and I want to give good reports. Yeah? They don't even like an answer.
Self-confidence.
What is it?
They
don't have self-confidence to answer. Yeah. People who don't have self-confidence are the first ones usually to jump ahead and say all their chisroinas up front. Yeah? How many times do people make decisions because of lack of self-confidence? You're afraid to say no to somebody. You're afraid to say yes to somebody. So I'm not talking about the pecking on the small little thing. I'm talking about on a mahalach of life. How many times does it affect the mahalach of life? Where a person doesn't have sheep, a person doesn't take on kabbalas, a person learns with different chavrusas, goes to a different shir, learns different mesechas, goes to a different yeshiva, makes different plans in life, different sheifas in life, what you want to be, where you want to go, who you marry. All because of a lack of believing who you are. You don't think you can do it. You're afraid to say no. You're hesitant. You're afraid to say yes. How many? These are all mahalchim under the surface, which run a person's life. That's what he means. It's mixed in with hashkasa. Let's go further. Nitar latzvenu. Let's picture tassel. Oye v'sayne shal adam, a friend and an enemy of a person. Mr. Chacham apoking al adam zeshar rucha. Is an open symposium about you. Imagine your friend comes and you have enemies. You have enemies. Listen to a shocking paragraph. Everything the friend tries to justify you, he has this mila, he has that mila, he has that mila, he has that mila. Mafrech ha-soyne is kol tanoisov. The soyne, who knows you even better, slugs up all his tainis. Umachirich, and he proves ke'en boy af shemet shemida toivah. He did that chesed because he's looking for COVID. And he did that thing because it gave him power. And he did that thing because he was about taiva. And the guy says, I know, I'll prove to you. No meat is toivah. In the Adam Zeh, the carbon, Nebuch, the topic of the conversation, he's standing behind the door. And you're hearing the whole conversation. Imagine, close your eyes for a second, and imagine you came into your dorm room, and there's two guys talking about you. Right? In Mirishiva, there's a lot of time to talk, as you know. So the Adam sits in the room, in their rooms, and they're talking. And they're talking about you. You come in, and before you go open the door, you hear the guy say, one guy says, you know, this Shmerel, he's such a selfish, what do you want? And your friend who came with you from the yeshiva, you came from New York, he sticks up for you because the yeshiva stick together. And he says, what's that? He's a does about that. Like, yeah, he did this and this and this and this. And he says, what are you talking about? I know why he did it with that guy, because he wanted to go with him for Shabbos today. Okay? He wanted to go to him for Beit Shemesh. And he knew that if he's not going to do it, he's not going to be friends with him. And the third guy, you know, he wants to be friends with him because he gets from him food packages. He gets salami from New York as well. And then they send from doggies. What's it called? Special things. I mean, he splits it with him. Yeah? And the third guy, the guy says, what are you talking about? This guy, he has no idea. I know what he did. And the guy says, and you're listening there. And you want to bury yourself, right? So what do you say to yourself? So he says, Mate tchuvasai. What's going to be your reaction? Ha'im ye nidham amidas senasa shaloiva? Are you going to be shocked by the hatred of your enemy? Choice number one. Choice number two, merugiz al I hakras ma'alesov. Are you going to be angry that the enemy doesn't know your real ma'alas? Choice three, nitke, you're depressed. Shalei itzliach laharis atom bar yosef yuvi. You're depressed because you didn't succeed in showing yourself a more positive light. That's probably the biggest, that's the best choice. Choice three, right? Anyone agrees? Choice three is you clap al chet. You say, I mean, when you hear your sinai speaking badly about you, nobody even think about it. Like, close your eyes and think about, what would your reaction be? Would you give even 10 seconds to think maybe the guy is saying the truth? Or would you say, should have better done, I wish I would have covered myself up better. They wouldn't have gone to Beit Shemesh, so the guy wouldn't know. What's the guy's reaction? The Rebbe says all three options. Which are three true? Probably all three are true. But the third one is probably the truth. That means would you even give yourself 10 seconds to think about maybe the guy said something that has some truth to it? Or are we so closed up and so thick-skinned that we refuse even to consider? The guy's giving you an x-ray, he's giving you an MRI, he's giving you a CAT scan. You have a rare opportunity because everyone else around you is yes man. Nobody wants to get anybody else upset, nobody wants to say the truth. So here you have an opportunity finally to hear the truth about yourself. It's a truth that you'll never say to yourself, that's for sure. What's your reaction? Hamak yiratzmoi, somebody who's in touch with himself, yagid b'shalom, he'll say with peace, quote, everything the guy says is not new to me. Hakol ani yodei margish b'atmi. The guy's 100% right. I'm in touch with myself. I know that it's true. Do we know anybody like that? Ma olav umazois. How do we touch olav? How poor, how nothing. Opposite is sholev hanefesh, a guy who's calm. Hachai b'dimyonis. He lives in Dimyon. The Eini Yadel Atzamum, he knows nothing about himself. Lirois Nechoicha, to look clearly. Eina Meis, he doesn't dare look. He's afraid to look, Chas Hashem, but he'll see there. Es Mitzah HaDibyainis, the castle of fantasies, by Hekif Es Atzamay, Mitzah is a fortress. You build a fortress of Dibyainis around yourself. Eina Mucha Lepaitis, you're not prepared to explode. Figaruah Mizeh, worse than that. He's very painful, this introduction here. You want to get a shame of Oivid. Because not only are you not prepared to really take a real look at yourself, you want to be known as a Baal Musar. Every so often, you peck in yourself. Where is this coming from? You start to talk about Midas. In addition to all his Demyonis, he wants to be known as a Baal Musar. B'tchila kol avoida atzmus, the beginning of any self avoida, the beginning of any tikkun, oimedes hakora atzmus, stands the hakora, the recognition of yourself. Mishal ezochol amoida, somebody who never recognized himself, shar avoida haprotis, sogir refonov, the gates, the door of avoida protis is closed. Hu yichye b'shal v'eschayim haruchoniyim, he will live his spiritual ruchniyistic life in peace. Yikoshol kasher abim nechsholim. He'll trip up like everybody else does. Yasem meisim toivim kuchol adam yisrael. He'll do mitzvahs like everybody else. Ve'ein hakadosh baruch mikapeh eschar kol berakosh baruch gives schar. This is the description of 99% of us, of the world. Maybe 100%. This person lives his life in peace. Averis he does, but everyone does averis. Mitzvahs he does, but everyone does mitzvahs. There's time to say lashon hara, we say lashon hara. There's time to shake a lulav, shake a lulav. Ben Aliyah, the Ish Emes, a Ben Aliyah, lo yeh, you're not going to be. Misha Zorcha, HaKaras Atzmai, somebody who's in touch with himself. Mukhruch Al Yoda, he's forced through that, Lovoy Lidei Avoida Puriyah, to come to productive work. Lidei Shinuyim Amikim, to drastic changes. The Hanogin, his behavior, Midas and his Midas. HaProkim HaBov, the coming Prokim, Noadim, Litiyorim, are here to describe them. B'mareches ha'akora, in the marecha of recognition, loitis baru havoida protas atzmai. I'm not going to describe, says the Mechaber, the actual avoida protas. Magam Maseinu Kan, our goal is levaru hakoiches ashikvas hanefesh, to clarify the forces and the levels in the neshama. Hakovas ha'maisim, combinations of actions, why we do what we do. V'darkei nituchei ha'maisim, to teach you how to analyze maisim. Hayidia atzmai al atzmeinu miramemes. The knowledge about ourselves raises us up. Lifnei she'anu makirim es atzmenu, before we know ourselves. Listen carefully, I'm going to explain a very tifa zachir. What I'm going to explain now is one of the sages of Musar. Lifnei she'anu makirim es atzmenu, before we are in touch with ourselves. Anu nimtzayim b'toich atoim, we are in the deep pit. B'hakirenu es atzmenu, when we get in touch with ourselves. Anu moisim et asmenu kvar al yidei atoim. We're already on top of the bar. Ha'akora, the etzem recognition, helsa isonu mitoichoi, took us out of the bar. Adam she'enu makir atzmoi, listen carefully to this line. A person who doesn't know himself, hu atzmoi, he himself, zeya, is identified im kol nigiyos v'ratzoinos. He and his taifas are one. Etzem ha'akora, the etzem recognition, that I have weaknesses, mafrida beinenu lebein nigiyasenu. Ve'im ki adayin pi'ilim heim banu, even if they're still operating inside us, umuchamalonu yoyim, I have a war with them, Hare ani shalonu, the me, oimid me'al b'tzayis eiler, has become separated from these b'tzayis. Let me explain what I mean. I'm going to give a moshel. I said this over in public a number of times, but the moshel was a gevaldik moshel. It's nageya to this nekuda. He just explained, by the way, a practical thing after all the depressing raid of up till now. So in the depressing raid, he was describing to us what it means, Hakaras Atmenu. That's the Mahalach. But in the last paragraph, he described what Hakaras Atmenu accomplishes for us, and it's very important. I'm going to give a mashal. There's a shocking Meshech Chochma in Parashas Nazir, which I've said over a number of times, in Parashat Nazir, and I want to say it over again, because I'm going to get to this. The Pasuk says by Nazir, and it will illustrate the point that he's trying to bring out. The Pasuk says by Nazir, I don't remember the exact words. So Rashi says, who's Oisai? So Rashi brings down a Sefri, Yavi es Atzmoi. He should bring himself. It's a shocking Meshech Chochma, one of the most shocking things I ever saw. So Meshech Chochma over there asks that the Lashon of the Pasuk is very strange. When the days of Nizirus are over, Yavi Oisai, he should bring himself. Now normally the Torah, when the Torah says a guy comes, Yavoi, when the days of Nazirus are over, he should come. What does it mean a guy brings himself? He shlaps himself. Zakhtar Meshachma Tifa Yisar, he says like this. Why does a person become a Nazir? A person becomes a Nazir because he's a Baltaiva. Umar says in the Dor, there's Kumar. A person becomes a Nazir to fight his Titus. To fight his, he feels his Gabrus. So he separates himself from Gashmias, from Tumah, from Yayin, all things. How long should a guy be in Nazir? Stam Nazirus Islam Ajayim. There's no Mefurash HaMakr in the Pasuk that Stam Nazirus Islam Ajayim tastes in Nazir Lanzan out of the Gematria, if I'm not mistaken. But there's no Mefurash HaMakr. So, how does a guy know when he should become Ois Nazir? When does he know? The answer is when he's Ois Baltaiva. Right? How do you know when you're Ois Baltaiva? Says the Pasuk, says the Meshech Chochma, there is you and there's Oisoi. Says the Pasuk, if you can look at your taiva from the outside, that there's a me besides the taiva. I have the taiva, and then there's me. So Kolzman, you and the taiva are one, that you identify yourself with the etzem taiva, that's your etzem host. There is no anything else. So then you're still about taiva, you still need to be another. But Malaysimid is Yavi Oisoi. But if you bring yourself, that means you've split yourself in two. There is me that doesn't have the taiva, and then there's the taiva. That means you recognize that I have a taiva. Halei, most of the things we do, we don't look at taivas. We look at it as, we don't even think before we do that. We do it. When a person has come to the recognition that he's doing something because he's a bal taiva, so that means you've separated yourself from the etzem zach itself. That means, have you won the battle against the taiva? No, it's a lifelong battle. Does it mean that you don't have taiva anymore? No. But there's a war. Now you've created a war. There's two sides. There is me, and then there's the taiva. Kolzman, a person doesn't have the hakara atzmis. So the idea of the nazirus is, in 30 days, a person doesn't become a tzaddik yisrael. You don't go to bed because 30 days he didn't drink wine. But the 30 days is a break in the action which allows you to detach yourself from the world of taivas enough that you can see that there's a me that exists without the taivas. Now you can begin the battle. Kolzman, you don't have that break in the action, you don't have that detachment, you can't fight the battle, Michal, because you don't even see that there's somebody to fight the battle with. That's me, that's Jich alone. When a person gets to the darga of me and Yavi Oisai, then already you're ready to start. You go back to normal life. You don't have to be a Nazir your whole life. Now you're ready to fight the battle, you're ready to start. That's what he means to say over here. The Hakara Atzmit itself doesn't win the battle, it doesn't wipe away the enemy. It creates the enemy. It gives you a picture of what you're doing, why you're doing it. The Feishan and Rabbis, many years ago in Esgala, Be'ir Ashkenazis, in a German city, they found Bemartif Echod in a cellar, Adam Shema Oilam Lero Ar Hashem, she was locked up, he never saw the sun. Lero Adam, he never saw a person, but Leyotze Eipam Me'ar Martif, they never let him out of the cellar. Kasha Lama Ladabu, when he learned how to speak, Nisbarer came out, Kimi Yaldusoi Hufzik, we bedid this Gemur Ba'oysa Martif. He was held there his whole life. Adam said, this person, this person, when he found out that his whole life he was in the cellar, but then he was out of the cellar. As long as he was in the cellar, Hayanifza Mimenu was held back from Lahakir Kimoina Humartav Olov. Calls man that this guy never saw anything besides this basement. So he thought he was living in the plaza. What could be nicer? There's nothing else. Ki be'enov zehoya kol ha'olam kul. That was the whole world. Cherei lo yodim mechayim echem. He didn't know about any other life. Kachi akaros adam asatmoy. Be'roisa nechoicha. When a person sees clearly a shift of betoich mirma, when a person is able to see the patterns which run his life, al kol mikdeisav arois, and all the mitzvos which run your life. By the way, which is a long process. It's a process which he describes afterwards in about 10 prokim, and it takes about 10 years. Don't get nervous that, what do you mean? A person can say to himself that in between the two sentences that I said before, when you see the three stars over here, so in between the three stars you checked and you didn't find anything wrong. Right? That's generally the reaction to these types of things. But while I was catching my breath, you checked and everything was beseder. So then, it's not. He's talking about a long, exhaustive process that a person has to check what he's doing and why he's doing it. That's what we call a ben ali and ish emes. When a person sees clearly a shift of a tach mirma, call me days of a rose, kfar hu nimtza mechutz lehem, you already stepped out of it. V'kfar nimtza belibo, you already have in your heart, seer, a picture, mechayim pinimim rechovim, of a broad internal life. V'umakir, and you recognize, ki ha mirma v'hashchosa v'umartiv olav, you realize that the life you had before was a disgusting basement. Once we have this recognition, we can look for a path in life. The years of Shvil Tsar Moed, it's going to be very, very narrow. But it'll be honest. Far away from lying, that will be also.